Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Totally Fit, and I'm your host Lee Haney, and glad to have you guys joining me today. A little rainy here in Atlanta, Georgia today, but hey, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day. We're alive, well, and kicking, and you know, it's nothing like having health. As I was addressing a group of different corporations, they had an event called Atlanta's Most Healthiest Employers, which in consisted of around 30 different corporations, and they were hosting awards concerning who, you know, did the best job. One of the topics of discussion, at least that I brought about since I was the speaker on that particular day, is the importance of health and the fact that health is your wealth. You know, but without good health, you can get poor real fast. So you got to do your very best in taking care of yourself. Don't take your body or your health for granted. Do your very best to follow good exercise, nutritional regimen, because it can make the difference in the amount of time that you're here on earth. You want your time here to be quality time. You don't want to spend it suffering or wishing you had made the right decisions when you could. So let's take charge of that. And with that being said, let's jump right into today's show. And I got a very special guest coming onto the show. This gentleman, I tell you what, his results is mind-blowing. We recently had another young lady on the show. She made this fantastic, Miss Coles. She made some fantastic progress in having lost around 62 pounds. Now, this gentleman came in second as far as the men category was concerned, and he dropped a total of 60 pounds. And his befores and afters is out of this world. So I would like to welcome Mr. Jesse Langford to the show. Are you there, Jesse?
I am here, Lee. How are you today?
I am doing great, brother. Great to have you on the show. So how are you feeling?
Amazing, man. It's just good to feel, you know, healthier again. I still have more that I want to do, but definitely I feel a lot better. Just, you know, all aspects of my life have improved. So can't say enough, and thank you for having your competition, and it just really motivated me to do things that I know I needed to do already, right?
Well, man, I tell you what, judging from these pictures, you made some tremendous progress. And, guys, I want you all to go to the website, go to leehaney.com. I want you to go in there and take a look at Jesse and see what he was able to achieve on the 60-day transformation. And, Jesse, you dropped right at 60 pounds, correct?
Right, that's correct. And I do have a small confession that I need to make, Lee. I was invited to a Super Bowl party, and so I didn't start until after the second. So tell Mr. Brown, I think he won because I went to the Super Bowl party.
Well, I tell you what, man, I see you as a winner anyway, because you did a fantastic job. I'm looking at these befores and afters here, man. Particularly, you know, the ones you did the front shot, then the side shot, and the before. Then I'm looking at the front and the side and the after. And, man, what a tremendous difference.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I realized that I had to do was I really thought about it. And, you know, every time you try to make a change, you really think about, you know, hey, what am I doing and why am I doing this, right? So I think I did it right this time by saying, you know, not only did I want to just become healthier, but I wanted to create new habits, right? And so what I did was, as I thought about it, and I said, you know, I have to change my relationship with food, and I have to change my relationship with exercise, right? Understand what put them in the proper place, and that's one of the things I was able to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, man, with the listeners out there, once they take a look at these shots, you know, they are really going to be shocked and surprised. You know, now let me ask you this. Now, a lot of people, when they get started on programs, you know, everybody's fired up at the first of the year, right? You know, they make their New Year's resolutions. They're going to do this, going to do that. And next thing you know, they fall off the wagon, you know, within about 3 to 4 weeks into the program. How did you stick to this? And, you know, and so to give the listeners, you know, your take.
Yeah, so one of the things I did was in my job and what I do, there's always people coming along. We have to go to dinner, you know, most nights or whatever in my job. And so it was pretty difficult for me because I still have to attend those events. So what I did was, as I made up my mind, right, I made up my mind that no matter what I did, I was going to stay within the parameters of what I was trying to achieve, right? And I said, there'll be plenty of time for all the other stuff, right? There'll be time for me to eat sensibly and things that I like because, you know, I love food, right? So there'll be those times, but I had to commit to the exercise, so that became a priority in my life. And I say my day is not complete unless I do the exercise that I set out to do, right? I would sit down and I'd write out, you know, what I was going to do as far as my goals and my exercise, and I made sure that I went through that list. There were days when I didn't get an opportunity to make it all the way through the list, but the fact that I had it the majority of the time I was, right? And that was one of the other things that was different than the past was, you know, once you fall off the wagon maybe one day and you don't get something done, a lot of people tend to want to quit at that point, right? But what I realized was, hey, that was one bad day, but I just had 10 good days. So how about, you know, just starting back up and get 10 more good days, right, at least.
Yeah, so you didn't beat yourself up when you had a slight shortcoming like some people do. Like you say, they fall short and say, well, I've messed up now. Let me just throw in a towel and go back to my same old habits. But you stayed in there, you know, and what kind of – I noticed you said that you had a tendency to write down. You wrote your plan down. And you committed to that plan. So tell me a little bit about the plan. What did it look like?
Well, the first thing I did is, one of the things I understand is every great plan starts in your mind, right? So what I did is I wanted to change my thinking. And so, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he, right? And so I changed my thinking and I said, hey, you know what? I am a healthy person. I need to have healthy habits to replace the habits that I have. So what I did is I looked at the things that I did on a daily basis, and I started to curtail those things. I looked at portion control. I also looked at eating things that were natural, right? I did a lot of those things, plus the exercise. I did it sensibly. I would build up, and every week I would look to make progress and increase from what I was doing before. So, you know, before I knew it, it became a competition with myself. And you know, once I begin to make some progress, you look forward to having that progress, right? And so you continue to want to do those things that are making you successful. And I'll just be honest with you, I think everyone deep down inside wants to be healthy. I just think people weigh off on the cost of what it takes to get healthy, right? And the further you get past your optimal place that you should be in health, the harder it is to get back, right? So for most people, it's just so hard to get back into that place that they give up along the way, and you just have to be determined that you want that more than you want the other outcome that you're looking at.
Well, I tell you what, man, that is an awesome way to look at it. Now, Jesse, what is your age?
I am 48 years old.
Okay, 48. You know something, and one of the things I try to get people to understand that when you focus, particularly when you got the age element that you're looking at, 48, I mean, you're not a kid anymore. At the same time, you know, because I'm 55 myself. So I realize that, you know, I'm halfway through my journey, and I mean, that's being real. So if I want the latter half to be just as enjoyable as the first half, there are some things I have to make up my mind that I'm going to do, and things that I got to make up my mind that I'm not going to do. So at this point in your life, you know, what do you hope to accomplish? And, you know, as far as your health is concerned, what is your vision or your bucket list, so to speak? Because in order to live out a bucket list, because you're getting ready to hit that 50 deal, you got to have your health. So So right. How do you feel about, you know, being 48 and moving forward and what you just accomplished?
You know, Lee, I always say this, but I really believe it. My best days are ahead of me, right? And I want to extend those as long as possible, and I want to enjoy them. I'm at a point in my life where I can experience things that when I was younger, maybe I wasn't in the same position I am now to partake of, right? And one of the things that I often notice is I notice people, you know, in their 70s, 60s retiring, and they start to do traveling and do a lot of things that they want to do. But, you know, I just say it's not as much fun, or you don't get as much out of it if you have to, you know, carry an oxygen tank along with you, right? So my idea of what life has to offer me is I want the quality of life to be there as well, right? So those things push me to say, hey, I can do this. And you asked me about a goal. My goal is to, you know, I looked at myself when I was 30 years old, and I said, that's where I want to be, right? And so I have pictures at my desk at the office at home that show me that image, and that's what I'm trying to get back to, right? So if I even come anywhere close to it, I'll be in great shape, right?
Right. Now, let me ask you, Jesse, now, what was your weight when you were around 30 years old?
I was approximately 235 pounds.
Okay, man. And your height is?
6'2".
You know something, too? I'm 5'11", and I'm 237. You know, I got a six-pack. Ms. Haney wanted me to keep my six-pack, so I'm holding on to it. Hey, Jesse, so I got to have my – I threw up at a seminar at a fitness event, and I'm not carrying a six-pack. I don't get paid, so I've got myself in a six-pack. I got to have it. But you know something, man? You have made some tremendous progress, and the fact that you came from 390 down to 330, that's awesome. And the amount of stress that you took off of your heart and your internal organs, all of your internal organs, and your joints is just fantastic. So as you continue to move forward and make progress, man, I think for your height and so forth, because you carry a lot of muscle. I mean, you wasn't made to be a Pee Wee Herman. That's just not in your genetic blueprint.
Right.
I strongly feel, man, when you hit about 250, man, you'll be rocking and rolling. And that's okay. Right around the corner. You're getting there, you know, and I like the fact that you're focusing on making, you know, small gains at a time, you know, making these changes as a lifestyle and not just an overnight type of deal, because sometimes overnight thinking gets people frustrated.
Right. And you're right. And the thing about it is, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. And so it took, you know, I spent years doing everything I wanted to do to get to where I was. So I got to spend a little bit of time doing what I need to do to get to where I want to be, right?
That's right. And, man, you know, what's so cool about this journey that you're on, you're going to be able to share, you know, what you've gone through with other people. You have proof that I don't have. You know, I was talking to one of my other guests. I've never been 60 pounds overweight or 70 pounds overweight. I've never been there before. But the fact that you have is a testimony within itself, and that is going to help a whole lot of people. Now, let me ask you this. What have the people around your job and your friends, what are they saying?
Well, they're just simply amazed, right, because I think, you know, they saw, you know, the way I was and that person, right, and they look, and it's an amazement for them because, you know, I see other people, you know, now starting to do activities, right? Some of them, I think I've shamed them into it. and the other ones are just inspired enough to say, you know, hey, what'd you do? Now, how'd you do this? You know, and that's just amazing. And I'm inspired by, you know, what I've seen. So I think it's very encouraging for other people to see the progress. And I think, you know, it's a little bit of positive and good peer pressure, right? That's come out of it. And, I've been joking for a couple of weeks, you know, because I got your letter a while ago, and I said I was going to be on the show. So I said, I said I was going to challenge Mr. Brown to turn in his photos in 6 months and see where we are, right?
Oh, man, you know what? That sounds good. I like that. Now, I'm going to put that out there to Mr. Brown. Brother Brown, you have just met the challenge. If you're not afraid, of course, you know. And so what? That would be so cool. Now, let me ask you this. Have you used the have you been onto the community?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Well, you know what? Man, it'll be so cool if you set up that challenge on the community site. And if you don't take it, we can embarrass him on it, okay? Embarrass him on it. Just talk bad about it, you know? Hey, Brother Brown, come out of there, you know? I know you're scared, you know?
And I'd like for you to invite us back to the show, right, in 6 months. Because, you know, it's all in good sport, right? But, I said Mr. Brown is he's going down.
Yeah, that's it. Brown is going down. I like that. Hey, I like that, man. I like that. Hey, you know what? For the listeners out there, let's talk a little bit about how you went about setting up your eating program. What did you do, and what kind of changes you made?
Well, first of all, you know, I love sweets. I love those, you know, the carbs and those things. So one of the things I realized was those are, you know, probably the arch enemies that you have out there. So what I did was I immediately limited my amount of carbohydrates, right, that I was eating. So I started off with something I could handle. Plus, that type of diet appealed to me because often, you know, I tell everybody it's all personality driven. There are multiple ways you can go. But I knew that for me, you know, I could eat chicken and turkey and those kind of things, then that would keep me on the path. And every now and then, when I was feeling a little bit weak and I needed a treat, you know, I'd get myself a steak. But since I was eating low carb, it didn't affect me as much, right? So I was sensible about the whole thing, and I did something that I knew that my personality type could sustain, right? And so I did that, and then the other thing I did was is I put myself in a position instead of I realized this, right, and I always tell people, I've said this for years, right, if you're an alcoholic, you don't ever need to drink alcohol again, right, if you're an alcoholic.
Right.
Now, if you have a food addiction, you can not do the same thing. You have to eat again, right? So if you don't master your eating and learn your portions and the other stuff, if you don't attack that head on, then you're just going to be sabotaged at some point because we have so many holidays, special events, you know, family affairs that all involve food. And so you just have to take it head on. So I decided to face the challenge head on, not run away from food, but make decisions that were smart, right?
Yes, man, and that is so key right there, making good, smart decisions and meeting it head on and getting your mind right. You know, I've had the opportunity to work with Steve Harvey, great brother, man, for the last 7 years. And one of the things I kept trying to get Steve to get right in his head was not think so much about the negativity of what he couldn't eat, but to focus more on what he could eat. And he said, you know, Lee, after a while, he said, I finally got it. He said, I think too much about the no, I can't, instead of the yes, I can. And as a result of that, Steve came from like 249 all the way down to about 217 now. So
wow.
He finally got it right and got his weight issue under control. He always trained hard, but Steve, a country boy, you know, up out of the hills of Virginia. And when I said to Steve, I said, you know what, man, you know, you can have an apple and a couple of walnuts. That's a meal right there. He looked
right
at me like I was crazy. He said, have you lost your mind? But he finally got it right, man. And that whole mindset, as you said earlier, that's where it all began. Now, the exercise component, let's talk about that, you know, because a lot of people, they get mixed up by watching those things like The Biggest Loser. And you got
right.
this guy, all those females that may be 60, 70, 100 pounds overweight, and they have them running up and down hills and going up and down steps, you know, and that traumatizes the body. It is total ignorance. So
right.
other listeners what you did and what you, you know, in order to make the kind of progress that you did.
Right. Well, I started off really sensible, and I did walking, right? I started off just walking, and I did some walking. It was a little bit cold out, so I'd do some on the treadmill, and I'd do the walking. One of the things I found, and I thought it was a little bit funny, but I got the idea from like a year ago. They had one of these, you know, the Xbox game, right? The Kinect, where you move in front of it and you do certain things, right? And I noticed that while I was doing it, I was working up a sweat, right? So I got this idea that that I could buy this, I guess it's some kind of dance game that you do, right? So I got this game, and I put it on, and within 10 minutes, you know, I was sweating profusely from just mimicking what they were doing on the screen. And so I realized after a while that I was getting a great workout just, you know, and because it was old 70s and 80s stuff, you know, it would be 40 minutes before I realized that I was over the 30 minutes that I said I would do, right? And so I found something that was fun and a little bit out of the box, but that was great exercise because anytime I got home and I really didn't have time to make it over to the gym, that was my plan B. And, you know, I often found myself doing that two or three times a day just because, it was good exercise. It was a lot of movement. And then it was getting me great results as well. So I did that. And then also I did, after I got in a little bit better shape, I started doing a little bit of weight resistance. And then as I got stronger with that, I did more. And that's when I really started to see a lot of the pounds start to come off.
Mm-hmm. Man, that is fantastic. Let me ask you this now. As far as the when you initially started the program, how did that detox work for you?
Well, it was great because it allowed, I think it's called, you know, I'm also a reader, right? So if I'm doing something, I'm understanding what I'm putting in my body and the rest of it. And I know that we carry like a toxic bloat, is what I think it was called, right? And I just noticed immediately when I started that, I mean, the weight just came. I mean, you know, 10, 15 pounds just came off, you know, in a week or so. And I noticed that, you know, I was feeling a lot better, having a lot more energy. And so, you know, I realized that half of my problem was, Lee, to be honest, is it wasn't that I was a person who didn't want to work out and I was lazy. But when you have all these toxins in your body, you don't have the energy to exercise. And so, you know, energy is a big deal because you get home and the first thing you want to do is sit on the couch or lay down because you don't have that energy. So you can't around all this extra weight. You got toxins in your body. You don't have the most energy. That's going to be your toughest time that you have to fight through. And the detox helped make that better because it allowed me to get those toxins out of my system, gave me the energy. And then when I started to see results, obviously my mental perspective got in line with what I was feeling physically as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something, and I really, really appreciate you bringing that fact up because that's something that I always, you know, try to drive home to people is that if your system is filled with toxins, waste, bloat, it's going to rob you of your energy. You don't have energy. You know, so the body should be treated, well, most people treat their cars better than their bodies. You know, and I always recommend every 4 to 5 months that you need to do a good systemic cleansing and detox to help clean waste out of the body, just like you would have your oil and filter change. So it's the same mechanics in which you give your car. So that is fantastic, man. Another thing I wanted to mention too, you're there in Savannah, Georgia, right?
You say why did you say I missed that last part?
But Jesse, you're located in Savannah, Georgia. Is that correct?
Oh, no. I'm in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Oh, you're in Jersey. Oh, my goodness. Okay,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
so you had to deal with the cold weather, too, didn't you?
Oh, man. It was cold outside, and, you know, but when you're determined, you know, you got to get out there and get it done.
Well, I tell you what, man. You got up and you got it done, too. So, man, that's fantastic. And I can't say enough about what a pleasure it was to have you on the show. We're going to make sure we get that challenge out there to Brother Brown and see if he want to step to it. Now,
well,
So
I tell you what, Lee. I am right now challenging him again, and I'm going to say you should have us both back on the show in 6 months, and then we'll figure out who the winner is.
I tell you what, man, we're going to do something even better than that. We'd like to at least follow you guys every 2 months or so. But I'll have Big Josh to pull that together, because I would love for those who listen in on the blog to totally fit here, and also those who maybe follow the community to get, you know, some motivation from what you guys have been able to achieve, because you've achieved quite a bit, and it's so motivating to people wanting to get there too. I mean, your life, no doubt about it, the time that you've been allotted, you know, and, you know, because we don't never know. It's always God's grace and mercy that holds and keeps us, but by taking care of your body, by getting this extra weight off, you know, the percentages of living longer, feeling better, and staying healthier is a whole lot greater. So I want to commend you for that, brother. We will definitely have you back on the show. And Big Josh is pulling together some gifts for you, because we just want to say thank you. And, hey, make sure, and as you're already doing, let people know about what we do here on Totally Fit Blog, and they can tune in and listen and be impacted in a positive way. Thank you so much, brother. Is there any last words you want to say to the listeners out there, Jesse?
Yeah, I would just say this, you know, you can do anything that you put your mind to, right? And as Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things to Christ that strengthens me. And that is not just a saying. That's something that if you take that seriously, you can achieve any goal that you want to. And I would also like to say, Lee, you've been an inspiration for a lot of years, just looking at your accomplishments, your achievements, and how you continue to be a blessing in the field that you have. So continue to do what you do. I appreciate you, and I know a lot of other people do. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Brother Jesse. Appreciate you, brother. And we look forward to talking to you again soon, okay? God bless you, brother.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, listeners, be sure to tune in and check out Totally Fit. And we got some fantastic testimonials that you can hear. Let your buddies know about it, you know, particularly those at your jobs or your friends, at your church, at your synagogue, your mosque, the whole deal. We're looking to change people's lives and get them healthier. God bless you all. Come check us out at leehaney.com. We'll see you later.